Okay, now, ne, ayadeva says, ne, dadu pada chi debu, yigi chi mu lonjukta, tijin sangye duja la chizum sewe chö ten dos. This was the, dadu pada chi debu means the, when, people who are giving the language or alphabet, etc., or grammar, Tadrupa means Tadrupa that Chidabu Yigichimu Lonju. That's the first they will teach them. Very beginning, big letters, A, B, etc. Yigichimu means big, big letters, right? They are not capable to show anything. So, yigichimu lonjuk tars. Oh, that is similar way. Tishin sangye duja la chidam sebe shetandu. Like that way, Buddhas, when you teach the Dharma to the disciple, chidam sebe shetandu. Chidam sebe means how much that disciple can take. So, therefore, suitable for the, according to the ability, the mind. And that way, Buddha teaches Dharma. For example, ne, kajik sunam duvechi, kajik digla dogvechi, kajik sunam duvechi, means, or sometimes Buddha taught people to digba and dogba, turn away from digba, sinful, negative things, killing, stealing, etc. Kajik sunam duvechi, to some people, mainly for do meritorious virtues, so do 10 virtues, etc., positive things to they accomplish. Sunam Dhruvesi. Those things, yesterday we were talking similar way. Kajik Lani Nyi Tambas. Then after that, Kajik Lani Nyi Tamba means to some disciples, Nyi Tamba means. What? Nyi means now to or dual subject, object, philosophically, dual nature. This was this morning what we were talking, Bhavyashika, Satyantika, to them, mainly based on Buddha didn't teach them empty or dual, but mainly or dual aspect. Kajik lani ni temba, ni means dual. Dual means the subject and object. That means the subject out there, physical things, form, etc., different entity from then subject. Out there, independent or external objects. And here is the independent subject. They have no internal relationship. They are different dual entity. So therefore, subject and object is a dual entity. So therefore, in this first level wheel of doctrine is mainly for dual nature. Yeah? And the things are what you appear to the consciousness, etc. And these are the externally or exist, not mental nature. Kind of mental nature appears to out there, not like that. They themselves externally appears. And not only that, they are Dambara Tuba means truly existence, or Rangi Thenyi Tuba means characteristically exist, Buddha shows in the first wheel, right? Or Rangi Senyijang Kasa, Yewe Senyijang Kasa, Buddha, he taught that this first wheel, all these characteristically exist, truly exist, out of their egg. On and those things external. On and then kajiglani ni tamba, that means, or sometimes those ni is dual. Now, kajiglani ni mitem is now, or next level is the, now you have showing ni mitem is ni mitem is ni meba is empty or dual. So therefore, there is no subject, object, different entity. Because everything is the, our objects are nature of subject. Everything mental nature. There is no external independently from the nature of mind. There is no such thing out there. Or everything that is the, from that now, this the yogacara or semdamba mind only system arise from this teaching. So therefore, kajiglani ni mitems, for example, Buddha's Langa Avatara Sutra, or thing in the Jabodo Ranja Sutra, and then various kind of Sandhi Nimojana Sutra, etc., various sutras, or teaches to reject external object. Everything appears, mental appearance, actually, and they are mental nature. Therefore, all things are mind only nature. It doesn't mean they are mind, but they are nature of mind. Okay, so that is the, from that sutras, based on those sutras, and then this development of the Mahayana school with the Yogacara or mind only school rises from that. Okay? So they are, or this is the Kajiglani Nimitense, or this is the showing. Now, most disciple whose high capacity, intelligent one, or who is a Mahayana's disciple. Some of Kutik Janjiba, Tungi Ningji Ningbu, Shinjuba Kajilaos, or that is the most profound Samo Shunyata, emptiness. Everything. This earlier mind only system is the, there is no independent external object, but there is the one and absolute in truly existence in the mind. Mind itself. Real, true, or nature. Or, so therefore, in this Yogacara, still they believing truly existence. Especially mental natures are truly existence. Or then, so therefore, like that way. But then in Madhyamika system, or higher tantric system, etc., and then behind that is no truly existence. Then emptiness, which is completely everything empty of inherent existence. Or that is the then with the Mahayana's compassionate to all sentient beings. Or then with that the Samukudik Janji Pamis, then also some of the tantric teachings you have not below or this level, you can't, or some of the higher teachings, or even sexual, or certain kind of male and female kind of utilizing this connection with a special high or true realization, which beneficial and quick enlightenment, etc. That is the most hard, complicated, difficult subject, secret subject called. So those things will come afterward. So therefore, some quick changing, but doing in Changju to Bakaji Laos, or that these are the steps, or the Nagarjuna and the or the Ayadevas at the Sura, they explained this way, and the followers, all of them like that way. Therefore, so many range of levels of the teachings, Dharma teachings. It should not be Dharma teaching only one. And also, you should not also contradicted to the Buddha, or some are higher teaching, some are intermediate, some are lower kind of teaching. All of these are necessary. In reality, they are equally important to the disciple. Or in within that, some are higher or lower, that is exist. But that doesn't mean they are not beneficial to sentient beings. They are like on our school system, ordinary school system, in kindergarten, then next they are what is the high school or some they are some grade school system, and then finally graduate and PhD, etc. Like these, all these kind of subjects, these books are sweet, beneficial to each of those different situation, right? What that is, it should be known. Or some of kindergarten students, you cannot give them scientific highest books and teach them. So, this is completely wrong. Some of those higher level, when reach all of these, start to learn everything, you don't need to give them A and B, huge letters. Okay, so like that way. What that is the situation. So therefore, right now, we are going to first two of them roughly this morning. Now, the third school is the rise from on this sutra of Langa Avatara Sutra and Sandini Mojana Sutra, etc., various other teachings. This is the arrangement of three wheels of doctrine, as I mentioned. First wheel is this morning, Four Noble Truths, the teaching, etc., beginning Buddha taught. Then in the middle, Buddha taught one of the higher teaching, Panchana Paramita Sutra, which rejects everything truly existent, inherent existence, etc. That is for the Majjhimika or most higher level of disciple. But then, third one, and then Sandhi Nimujjhana Sutra, and the Yogacara Siddhini, source of Sutra, is it actually here among the three wheels, third one. Why this third one is there? Actually, or disciple point of view, is a little different in level. But the third wheel is the Buddha taught first, everything looks like external exists, everything truly exists, everything true or four noble truth, that's good and bad, is real, objectively, those things take one time, I explain. The next, the second time, there is no such thing real, everything empty. Sume Dame, we have this morning, Heart Sutra, there is no form, sound, smelling, etc. Everything rejects, looks like. Or that there, that kind of thing, it is very, very, looks like contradictory. One side, too extremely, to say so everything real. Another time, next following, everything refuted. What he said, everything refuted, looks like. So therefore, this one, any question rises, in especially Sandhya Nimujjhana Sutra, is a special kind of sutra, and they are one of the bodhisattva, or purposely to for the benefit of those followers of sentient or yogacarans, or he requests to Buddha, especially, or one of the chapter concentrate, or the Buddha, or he get up and request to Buddha, why you say first you taught teaching, excellent teaching, then Four Noble Truths, etc., all of these Dharma teachings. Here you have everything looks like real, true, or Rangitsenyam is inherently existence, Kyawam is birth, aging, sickness, death, and good and bad, everything real sense you taught. So, Rangitsenyam Kasa, Kyawetsenyam Kasa, Jikwetsenyam Kasa, or many, many list of first wheel, what he said, he listed. Then, another following Then Majamigas Panjana Paramita Sutra one is another time you taught us everything. There is no such thing. Everything. No, 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 no. There is no positive. Everything. No. Okay. So therefore, these two things for us, maybe you, Buddha, wouldn't have any contradiction. But for us, big, big contradiction on this. So, therefore, how you explain, especially following next one, no, 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 is more even showing that is the more unfit to us. So, how you, why you say this in the second place, and then inherently, in the first time, everything or realistic way saying what is these two, and that is the Tandam Yangdapa Buddhisattva Tandam Yangdapa question. Okay, so from that answer, okay, then Buddha says clearly Yogacara's way, everything. And then there is the middle ground of Shunyata explained. Middle ground. This is everybody from cannot be jump from here to next. So therefore middle ground is the empty or dual. Empty or dual is the and the everything subject and object divided into, there is no independent object. What I meant is there is real ultimate object side, or and that is mainly denying, or when a dual appearance, when we say out there subject, here subject, these are far distance, no relation, different entity looks like up here, that is the not real. So that kind of not exist. That is Buddha called the Gunda, means imputed nature. That imputed nature is not exist. Here is Shenwang, means dependent, real cause and effect, subject to object, they are exist. And in between there are completely unrelated, different entities. That is the imputation. That is not exist. There are all the objects are related with the subject, and that is the everything is a mental nature. Our mind itself real true, or like that way, or that is the in this sutra explanation, or then called three characteristics, tenisum, three characteristics, tenisum means, or then one is Xiawangi Tseni, dependent nature. And then Yungzhuji Tseni, automatic nature. And then Gunda is the imputed nature. Those three things. Okay. What? Then first was the Xiawang is dependent nature, is all caused effects, real causalities, like including mind, etc. Those in actually real causalities are Shen Wang, dependent nature. Shen means everything depend on other causes, depend on, there is no independent. Rawang means independent by itself, spring, nothing there. Shen Wang means dependent cause and conditions, rises, this happened, that happened, this happened. So all this kind of Shen Wang, first, nature of Xiawang, or that is the truly exist, that also real truly existence, and that is also base of dual empty of dual nature. On that Xiawang means the all these form, the sound, the smelling, the taste, and everything is up in the consciousness, everything you see looks like those are the base. On that base we impute they are completely different entity. Right? Or that is the imputation. So emptiness of that is the emptiness of dual. So that is Yogacara's way of shunyata is emptiness of dual. Emptiness of dual means there's no external, independent external subject. It doesn't mean they do not believe the form, the sound, smelling, taste, etc. not real, they don't say. They are not real, independently, external. No relation with the subject. Whether that is rejecting empty of that, showing everything empty, or then in a dual. So therefore, final to do is what is the empty of dual, then what is left is the everything mind only nature. Everything exists in the nature of mental. Whether this connection with Yogacara's many examples also like that way. One of the good example on everything is the mental nature is the for example like dream is the one for example dream. When we have mind, there dream mind, and dream mind up to the dream mind appears all kind of objects, and then trees, houses, and buildings, and humans, and all kind of beautiful things, sometimes frightful things. All of these, our dream mind, all perceives that. But they are all of them, not externally real thing. If they are external real things, then everybody should be seeing. But one person who is dreaming, or that dream mind, so therefore all of these are nature of dream mind. Our dream mind itself has some kind of predisposition, some kind of paksha, means some kind of seed or predisposition. When that ripens, then appears all these various things, so good or bad or whatever, and in the dream mind you can perceive all kinds of things. Whatever all kinds of things are perceived, those are not real externally, independently. They are arise from all the mental nature, dream mind nature. That is one example. Yeah? Then, that is the Buddha said, what we see everything, our mind or senses are just affected this and any kind of dual perception, and that predisposition connected with that appears everything far out, no relation, looks like that way. But in reality, what I see, color, shape, beautiful, whatever you see, my vision of that object is, or my mental nature, is nothing. External, completely automatic, they are nothing. So that is hard to believe. Okay, that is what he's saying. An example. Sāni tūndūdā sānāṁ chītā rīrīsū ngājī yīne tādājī tēmā dhūvā dhīvā yīs. Chirūjī tēm is external object, not real. Why is it there? And then this example is there. For example, maybe that's it for you, a little difficult, even not for me too. Anyway, there's a bowl of liquid. If you have bowl of liquid filled with the ball, sit there, and then when we see all the ball and the liquid water, you can see, and then if there are legend means who has comically on some kind of petals comes there, looked there, sometimes certainly petals in paksha or peace or predisposition created something seeing not humans, what you see is water, you will not see. They will see undrinkable, like kind of the, what we can say is nakta, is a kind of blood or pus or that kind of nature. Okay, so the predators have karma, which is anything not eatable, anything which is not drinkable. Usually, even there are, you don't see at all. Or if you see, it's opposite way, wrongly. So therefore, it is a nakta or pus or blood, they appear. And if there are legends who has comically on do this the devas, some kind of celestial beings come there, what they will see is the that the ball of that is not human water, you don't see. They will see nectar. Nectar means divine liquid, some kind of special, what we don't see, only they will see. Because there are cut off different karma, different karmically we have cut off. So what we experience, what we see, they wouldn't see. What they see is we don't see. They're completely different, you know, those things. So therefore, in the bowl of the liquid in there, legend is God or divine, and me, and Yida is Prata Sum, and Zom, legend is special, karmic, arrive, what? Karma. So that time when you look them, they will have three different liquids, will see, ball of three different liquids. When they see, are those three liquids, one is pus, one is nectar, one is the water, are those, which one is true, which is correct? All of them correct. What the divine sees, nectar, that's true. And then Yida sees, Prata sees, that is the pus, etc., that is true. What we see, and humanly usable, the water you see, that is true. So therefore, in that ball, chajam is the part of the general and the ball, and it has a portion of karmic, all those three special kind of things you have. Now that is the not externally, independently not. So each of them contact with humans' mental our capacity or mental predisposition. We will see water, we will be able to drink, devas, do some special unique nectar or something like that way. So therefore their own mental nature or manifested into these things or like that way. That is also another example. Okay? Although there are in the Nagarjuna's even Yida Namla Sekhya Tusu Nyimang Sala Gunji anyway, Yida Namas, the Pratas, they commonly, they don't see what we see usually. So God means a certain time, or spring, or certain times, they have so much thirst, or anything, you don't get any drop of water. So therefore, and it's so much barren, hot, and then like that way, looks like everything sandy, and then like that way. So, Dawang Cha means even, and then moonlight also for them to become hot, touch. Gunji Dusu in sometimes winter time or some particular time, even Nima, sun's touch also cold, bitter cold for them. That is for their own karma. What we humans experience is not the
experience.
So anyway, those many things, some of them you can believe, some of them questionable, or maybe you can say, what doesn't matter? Anyway, karma and the seed and like that way. So therefore everything, when we see, when we hear, when is there object or common, of course, and imputed to this common form or something. If you look some this table, everybody sees table. Of course, table, you can say that's a conventional something. But what, how you see, what exactly see is in detail, and really what your eyes, each of them you see, is that object is it directly connected with your eyes or something like that. So anyway, this is the Yogacara's way, not necessarily to everything you don't need to believe, but the Yogacara say everything mental only, mind nature, or there is no except mental, there is no external. Yogacara's in the mental, how to say, or the only mind only system is it established. Big system. It has many systems. How the everything is mind only appears into, and the mind has it. Now they have the object, earlier we were talking subject side, and the universal, how to do is thinking. Of course, universal, samsara, etc. All this mental nature, each has their own. Now, subject, object is there. All the subject, object side, of course, form, sound, smelling, etc. Sense, object, etc. All of these you have except, but they are not external. Okay? Subject side, also, six of them you have. That's the object side. That's subject side. We have consciousness. This morning we have six consciousness. Now Yogacara's believes eight consciousness. Some of the Yogacara's believing eight consciousness. Eight consciousness is that we have usually six, five sense consciousness, addition mental consciousness, addition they are called alaya consciousness. Kristimana is the one, two main consciousness, which only Yogacara's believe. Alaya Vijñāna is the, or that is the basic fundamental according to them. We are samsaric people. Alaya Vijñāna means, and then when we basic mental nature, all sentient beings have, each have their alaya. The alaya is the one which is the mind, from mother's womb, then born, and during the sleeping and walking, and all the time, alaya is continuously remain in the mind, neutral mind, right? Alaya is neither virtues, non-virtues, always kind of way back in, stay in the subtle way, neutral, and then also it is functions at the time of death, the function of and then birth. All of these times, this alaya is sitting there. And during our life also, alaya is a receiver. All we do good things, each good actions that will deposit some kind of the virtues on seed. And if you do bad things, killing, sitting, lying, whatever things, action, that will deposit a predisposition on alaya. So alaya holds all the seeds, good and bad, everything, seeds. When we die or born anywhere, you're going to happening from alaya, those manifested any result, seeds, or storage of seeds, all storehouse looks like. Yeah, Allah is a storehouse. All the house, like this country is receiving all this good and bad, every predispositions. From there, as a result, when you wrap in the necessary condition, then if you need suffering, you have to suffer. If you need pleasure and enjoyment, or if you are later in born as human or devas, wherever you, all of this comes from first alaya, alaya's the seed, and manifested, propped, and then result, final result will come, right? Okay, that is the alaya is the, or the explained base consciousness, unishims, base of all. Whether that is consciousness, which is the base of all, or good or bad, or whatever experience. And also, it is very, very neutral, neutral, right? Not Chinese neutral. Careful. okay. What do you say? Neutral? Neutral? Okay, still I am talking Chinese noodle. Okay, alaya is Chinese noodle. So, alaya noodle, okay. Alright, that one, that is the alaya, and the, and then also it is, since it is the primary consciousness, it has chaita, many, but it's not a combined company, but it's only companies, there's five, the omnipresent, the little secondary mind, all this, rest of the other things, virtues and illusions or various kind of chaitas, they don't come. Alaya is very, very neutral or stable, firm. It goes continuously from samsara during life, and when you are born, the rest of consciousness, while we have, when during the, our lifetime, you have sense consciousness, eye consciousness, and with the eye consciousness, etc., sense consciousness, brute, mental consciousness, this is right, this is wrong, and good feelings, etc., these things, temporary. When they are dissolved, finally dissolved in the time of death, or dissolved to the alaya. So therefore, alaya is the, alaya virinyana is some special consciousness. From that alaya, all things, what we appears to the sense consciousness also comes from alaya. To the sense consciousness, whatever objects appear also from previous predispositions created, so therefore appears to many things. Source is the alaya. Okay? Oh yeah, that is the Yogacana belief, not the alaya. Then, all these other senses, other things are three bhakshas. Bhaksha means predispositions. And then what we experience is the, all of this special kind of three disposition or three kind of seeds, potentials from alaya. Then from alaya, then sometimes you, and then for example, eye consciousness also seeing many, many different things. Yeah? Okay. For example, if we see tree, or they are seeing tree itself, nature of tree, or seeing is one rapping paksha, and then tree, or then or the takta paksha means you see tree also, not only seeing tree, tree is far different than consciousness. There's no relation. Dual, that dual or wrong perception is the another paksha, another seed. Then also, soon we see people or something, when you see, oh, this is John, this is Julie, or something, whatever, with the name, connect you with the name, that is Ngunjuji Pakcha, another Pakcha, always naming to certain things, this is this, this is this, and each of them with that, you know, later, that kind of thing appears to our senses, that is it. So therefore, Pakcha, Ngunjuji Pakcha, Takte Pakcha, incorrectly dual, or and nature. Rigdunji Pakcha means similar, each as their own on and similarity. Those are the three Pakcha or three dispositions on functioning through that and what we experience. Other that is the on Yogacara's way of saying. Okay? So therefore, eight consciousness, eight special consciousness, that is the Yogacara's way. Oh yeah. Or that is the subject side, those things. Then eight consciousness, they are alaya is one. Now on the alaya is usually our also personal representatives according to what in I, so each of this when you repairing, finally, who is I? So is this body? No. Where is the, my mind or senses? No. What is repairing? Actually, final person's entity is to become, person's entity is alaya. So therefore, Alaya is a substantial existence and as almost representative of the each person itself. So therefore, there is egotistic view. I, me, mine, etc. When you rise this egotistic view, which causes attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. This egotistic view is a looking to a me, I. And then grasping that I is absolute, real, substantial self. Wrong way perceives, wrong way grasps. That is egotistic view, delusion. That delusion, and also consciousness is called Kshitmana. This Kshitmana is all the deluded mentals rise from this. This is the cause of our non-attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. Many of these created by that. Itself is egotistic nature, mind. What is the object? What is the object of that Kshitmana? Is it our alaya? Inside that alaya is the base object, and to that me, substantially, some special kind of, creating some kind of wrong way perceived grasping. So therefore, these are two close. Kshitmana is wrong, the delusion, and alaya is the person itself, looks like. So therefore, these two always manifest, always in the person. When this Kshitmana, the deluded mind, is it all the time present to us. But there are some exceptions. Gokpa Nyamsha means Gokpa means some kind of, again, that explanation is a hard one. Nyamsha means deep meditation. Somebody only, or deep meditation, or that time, maybe this Kshitmana may for the time being not present. Gokpa la nyombara shukpa means that time. Gokpa, maybe you have to mention there. Gokpa means there are some yogis use Gokpa. There are two kinds of Gokpas. Gok means stopping mind, senses, consciousness. When you say sometimes when this mind is so much feeling, attachment, hatred, all this thought coming, want to stop those things. So that way some kind of yogi is to first get shamatha, meditation, shamatha and vivashaya, Then and then they got some special kind of high dhyana or mind for dhyanas you have there. Anyway, through this dhyana meditation together, and then you are able to stop finally senses. First the sense consciousness, what is perceiving, this is a stop. Then a thought, good and thought and feeling, many, many things slowly or stop. Finally, almost like dead, or very, very subtle mind remain there, rest of all able to stop as long as you wish. At that time, this has two levels. I don't want to talk to all of this too much. This gokpa, gok means stopping, stoppation, is the and as long as you wish. So therefore, sometimes great Aryans and even aeons, you can gokpa, you can do sometimes a day or weeks or something, you know, remain on that unmoving. Or body was not rotting because there is a subtle mind continue coming, etc. But it's almost like no consciousness, stop, consciousness type of some kind of thing. Okay, this kind of gokpa. This time, alaya, the Krishna mana will be stopped. All this time, except those things, gokpa nyamsha, negapa. Negapa means temporarily. Those times will not appear. And all the dajum tatukum is dajum, but arahant sheep when they achieve. Okay, then kisitumana completely removed. Also, then the tatukum is finally got rid of. Right? Otherwise, this one is present all the time. Okay? That is also Nivajana's way of talking. Okay. So therefore, based on that, based on and then this and the subject and the object, how they understanding everything relational or everything or mental nature. So therefore, like that, then finally they will path system. Okay, again, base, path, on and fruit, right? All base is there, probably. There are many, many other explanations, two truths, etc. Many, many base. But right now, this special few bases we explained. And then path on that, with the connection with that path. And then, of course, the mind will all then understand finally, or they, especially when they, six. Or the Four Noble Truths and the 16 attributes, etc. Those through meditation, these selflessness, etc. Those meditations will get rid of the delusional mind and attachment, etc. You can get achievement of arahantship. But then more and higher level is shunyata, according to Yogacara Shunyata is empty dual. This is properly to understand this or empty dual and grasping empty dual, perceiving and grasping. This is the one of the subtle obstacle. When this removed, additional other delusions and this subtle one is removed by realization of empty dual. Well, that is the special high level of the shunyata. That is the Yogacara code, the Nidong. Nidong means dong means empty, ni means to dual. Dual empty. That is the final understanding you have to all honor. By that way. Okay. So the that is the path, on the path, generally path has five paths, and they also three different achievement: Shravaka path, Patika Buddha, Bodhisattva path. The lower two one is Hinayana path. Through Hinayana path, you can get arhantship, emancipation, freedom from samsara. That's all. And then higher level in Buddhahood or buddhi sato as a practice is the an addition, nidung, this is the sadhana shunyata, realization, the meditation, and then that will stops the get rid of the sadhana obstacle. And then in this time, obstacle what we have is clash obstacle, deluded, obstacle, desire, hatred, etc., that kind of thing, based on egotistic view, based on that, you know, many, many delusions, which is interrupted to get emancipation. Those are the one side. Then even you in freedom from samsara, arahantship, yet there are arahants and not the Buddha. You have to know, many of people, you know, if you get emancipation, liberation, that is all. That's the Buddha. No. Buddha, in order to achieve Buddhahood, additional, many, many special qualities. And also obstacle, there are some called knowledge obstacle called. Most of the subtle obstacle is it, or deluded, or pleasure, or passions, or whatever these things get rid of. But the knowledge obstacle means obstacle which interrupts knowing everything. That is omniscient, means Buddhahood is the achievement of omniscience. Omniscience is when you achieve everything. There is no any mental obstacle left. Other that is even arahantship achieved, emancipation and arahantship, still a mental obstacle. They have limitation, many, many. Or that also removed, or that by realization of this nidung shunyata and combined with the bodhisattva's Mahayana's path. Now here Mahayana is, Yogacara is a Mahayana school. So Mahayana, what makes Mahayana? Maha is the great, Yana means a vehicle. Okay, so great vehicle followers. The great vehicle is the small vehicle, and great vehicle, of course, small vehicle is small. Great vehicle can carry many, many loads, many, many, like that way. Same way here, spiritual, and small vehicle is one's own liberation, one's own freedom, emancipation. That much only you. That kind of the name, achievement as goal, and for that leading that tour to that path, etc. Or the Hinayana vehicle, Samo vehicle. And then the Mahayana means Maha is the great vehicle. That great vehicle is not only involving oneself. That means great means whole environment, all matter, sentient beings. And then, so therefore, it is a path to lead to enlightenment, Buddhahood. And that is the responsibility to all other sentient beings in the samsaric. So therefore, you have to develop for that purpose in great compassion, great love, or going to bodhicitta. Called bodhicitta means wanting to obtain enlightenment as soon as possible in order to save all rest of the material sentient beings. It's not seeking for one's own greatness. If I get Buddhahood, I am way up there, so I will be. That is a selfish attitude. Okay? Now here is the bodhicitta means there is no any other purpose. Only I want to be perfect, or complete omniscience, ability, everything perfect, for in order to save equally all other matter sentient beings. That is their objective goal. That kind of compassion, love, and bodhicitta, that is method side, those things have to develop. And then, wisdom side, viewpoint, and realization of the ultimate truth, is in this system, nidung, is dual, empty of dual. That is all subtle obstacle removes. So therefore, two combinations, method and wisdom, whether these two will achieve perfect Buddhahood or enlightenment for the benefit of other sentient beings. That is one of the Mayanas, the path. So Maha is the great. Why great is the goal is great, highest. And then, the object of the practicing is the to not only one small area, or to all modern sentient beings involved, so therefore great. Therefore, what they have to practice also, not a small thing, have to benefit for the all sentient beings. That means six perfections, means practice of perfection of charity, perfection of the morality. Morality also, not oneself, not killing, stealing, lying, because if I do, I will fall to hell, etc. That is, again, small way of doing. But the morality is more connected with other beings, to a certain kind of body, speech, mind. You have to the on and a special protection. Only the Mayan's view, Mayan's one of the obstacles is the selfish. Or the selfish is the enemy of the Mahayana. Or the cherishing to all sentient beings, then oneself. That is the Mahayana's attitude. With that way to practice. So therefore, it is great. Or there is no greater than that. So therefore, Mahayana. So that Yana is a vehicle also. Of course, then that is a great vehicle. Okay? Alright, like that way. So that is the, from Yogacharan's viewpoint, is the, how do they do the path and the practice, base, foundation, and all how the functioning is like that way. Okay? Oh, so therefore, oh, therefore, what? I've forgotten. I wanted to also, some point, since I was talking so much Hinayana level this morning, and now Mahayana level, one side of Mahayana level is Yogacharan system. That also only limited way I talked. There are so much the talks about these three natures, and in the sutra scriptures also Yogacharans will, and the Majjhimikans will believe the, and the sutras, Tangdun and Ngedun means definite sutra and interpretable sutra. Yogacharans will say this first wheel and this second wheel, Panchana Paramita, is the interpretable. They are not as literally acceptable. This third one is acceptable. That is the great highest sutra according to them. Okay? Or the Sandhi Nimujana Sutra is like clearly explained Buddhisattva asked specifically, so what that mean in the first sutra you taught these, second sutra you taught these, what that means in the Buddha explained thoroughly. Okay, so that means what he is saying. All the Sandhi Nimujana Sutra Buddha was explaining is what I order. Everything real, truly existence, automatically existent, in characteristically existence, all this taught, what I taught is the meant on three nature. Do you remember? This is important in Yogacara system. Three nature, dependent nature, Xianwang, thoroughly established nature, that is the Shunyata itself, and imputed nature, so wrong kind of imputation. Those three natures explained, right? So therefore, everything has the base, like Xiaong, dependent nature base, as a base, there are, everything has the basis. And everything has on that attribute is a Shunyata, ultimate truth, thoroughly established nature there is. So these two, all these things have, these two natures are, they are real. They are truly existent. They are characteristically existence. So therefore I meant those two, and then the first wheel, mostly everything is real and characteristic exists. That meant in this sense. Now there is the Panchana Paramita Sutra according to Yogacara system. I denied so many things. There is no such this, no. That means everything what we had there is all kind of imputed nature. Every those imputed natures, wherever dependent on Shavan or subject or object, wherever the imputation, those imputations are not real. So therefore, no means. I meant that gongnames, I am thought, having thought that way, and then I said no. Don't confuse, this is in the Yogacara system, okay? Not in Majjhimika. Okay, Yogacara system like that way, so therefore, Shavang, dependent nature, and the ultimate truth is a totally established nature. Those are Yogacara system, truly existence. Characteristic existence, real. But imputed natures are on everything that is then not unreal. Okay? Now, what is it? Did you say something? Unreal. Not exist characteristically. Now, imputed nature has two things. One imputation is the exist, but not truly existence. One imputed nature is the imputation is the not at all exist, like rabbit hole, nothing. For example, dual subject and object as independently existent, as dual, that is not exist. That is like a rabbit hole. I have to understand, but that is not real. Not real, and that's not exist. Now, merely exist, but not truly existence, is there are some imputed nature. One is imputed, is the like space, etc. You can make those space, etc. They are not real, or the truly existence. Space is just imagination, mentally exist, something. Or with the connection with the base, and this and that, connection with that, your mind recognizable, but it is itself automatically non-existence. Space is like that. But imputed nature is there are some subtle way of thinking. Of course, that is a little bit hard. Maybe I have to say one thing, whether you understand or not, or whether my English is maybe not correct or not. So anyway, now, for example, Yogacarans will say the two kind of the emptiness. One is the sense connection with that object out there, subject here. These are completely unrelated. That is the perception. That is non-existence. That is one important. Nidong. Now they have more subtle one is the more is the things are. Rangitsenyi tuba is characteristically exist as the, this has a tokpa, means a conceptual thought, and name, words, two words, connected with that. Let's say name, words. For example, this thing, Western called cup or mug. What do you call this? Mug? Mug. Okay, this is a mug. If you somebody Tibetan comes, never think mug there. Mug may be something else.
So anyway, these things as object of the word, the mark, right? Name, mark. It is exist as object of that word. Is exist or no? Yes, conventionally. But this is as object of that word, automatically by its own nature. No. Because it is own nature, then wherever you have this exist, should be mark, says mark. Under the name. This can be, oh, popa, or what is Chinese called? Ah, beta. Or base. Or base, or something. Okay, this can be any name under the name of anything correctly can be. So therefore, by its own nature, automatically not exist as object of that name, but merely dependently is exist as object of that name. Now do you understand?
Yes.
For example, this person, Geshe Sopa, or somebody called me Sopa. Oh, okay. It can be called me Lobsang, or no, or Trashy, or the Paul, or Peter, or something. This person is being as object of any of those possibility, but for the time being, it is the object of the name of Zorba. But that relation is the name that Zorba. And this person relation is automatic or imputed? Okay, imputed. Now you understand very well. Okay. That is the connection with the name. Now conceptual thought. Thought, we think, oh, this is a cup. Right? In mind, think is the some kind of cup should be like this. Or mark should be like this. This is not a mark. This is not a mark. This is a mark. We think, definitely. So that this thing and that thought relationship, again, same thing. This is the object of that thought. This is exist as object of that thought. That's okay. Not automatically. Okay? Characteristically. But imputedly, exist. That is Yogacara's way of subtle way of saying, okay? Okay. That's it. Automatically exist thinking. That is the wrong. That is the. Okay. When you empty of that, automatically not exist. There is no real, truly as object of the this thought, or truly not exist, it is object of the that name. That one understanding, that is close to the realization of shunyata. Some kind of Yogacara's way of shunyata. Right? Dual empty. So now everybody understand that. You are yogis. Okay. Anyway, that kind of Yogacara's philosophy. If you read many, many texts, and books, and commentaries, sub-commentaries, this and that, and so many explanation, those things, at the beginning, even you don't understand what is talking about, what they are talking, or you have like this way. But actually, and finally, if you think carefully, then there are these and a certain kind of true reality. Or this, all the names, word, and object has no real automatic relationship. Yeah? Name and actually object. Because there is object and subject relationship. Imputedly, subject and object relation is not automatic. That is also another way. So therefore, these kind of things are the Yogacara's way of believing. Okay? So therefore, base, foundation, and three natures, when you truly understand these three natures, then you meditate on all objects, how they nature. And the ultimate thing is emptiness, this dual empty
and this empty of the base of the ultimate object, that also empty. Understanding that way, that in meditation or through that, and that kind of wrong perception will disappear. Okay, that will get rid of. So we usually opposite way to hold some real absolute. When you think something name, or that is ultimately under that name or something, that relation is ultimate. Usually, always we think, and we never think that temporary in imputed nature. When somebody called me or Vihisopa, and somebody said that is faith, I will get very angry. All right, okay. Other joking, anyway. Okay. Other that is what else now? I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't remember. I'm just collecting here and there, talking at what the Yogacara's key viewpoint. So therefore, connection with that, and then the knowledge obstacle and the clash obstacle. Also, knowledge obstacle is the dual perception, grasping dual, that is the subtle object, knowledge obstacle. With that alone, that it is paksha. Paksha means predisposition. Okay? Predisposition. Predisposition. And there is, they are kind of seed. Sabun and the paksha is a little different. Sabun is the something which is a seed to continue to rise, that is the sabun or seed. Paksha means not itself is continuing to rise, even it is got rid of, something subtle stains left by that. For example, I will say that will be in this time and later also my chemical system. Paksha and the sabun different is that if you have in cloth or paper wrapped some dirty, rotten, smelling things. Long time wrapped. Now when you wrapped that time, that is a dirty thing has sabun is the predisposition continue to grow next moment itself continue growing that kind of seed predisposition. Or there is a more subtle is left also addition that even it is got rid of, thrown away, still in this paper or cloth, still some smelling, subtle sting or what you call. Okay. That is a subtle one. Okay? That is left by bad smelling things. Even you get rid of that, still that has not got rid of. That way, arahants, or even your mental patient, arahants achieve, we are, our mind so much, long time, attachment, hatred, or delusions, all these things. So therefore, even you got rid of these delusions, attachment, hatred, etc., completely, but still, knowledge of sattva means there's still a kind of subtle predisposition. For example, say, arahants, for example, those who have no confusion or attachment, hatred, but sometimes from their mouth, stain, from the this stain, sometimes jumping a little bit, looks like frightened, not frightened. Or from their mouth, sometimes comes or rough words. Rough words, harsh words. They have no attention to say those things. Just like a baby talk, like that way. You can have some kind of predisposition, subtle predisposition. That cause of that, subtle body and the speech, some subtle kind of false comes, which is not real negative, but the part of impure thing. So that is the comes from the past, those delusions. Okay. That kind of things are subtle paksha called. Paksha. Pancha or predisposition. What else? Huh? Predisposition. Okay, predisposition. Okay, that is predisposition. Or arahants, and the one who achieved emancipation in arahants, they have, they got rid of attachment, hatred, delusion, egotist view, all of them got rid of. But they have certain kind of predispositions still they have left. In order to get rid of that, long time meditation on shunyata, meditation and also practice of the compassion and the love, and the practice of six paramitas, so long time pause, you have to meditate the pause, and finally clean up, slowly, completely get rid of. If you have dirty cloth, also I think the same thing to do, right? Yeah. Even wash machine, at the dirt things go out, still, or something, yeah? Okay. Oh yeah, like that way. So this, the obstacle has two things. Gross obstacle and a subtle obstacle. So nyomong bed diba means one obstacle is a gross one by mental delusions themselves and their seeds. And then the subtle ones, they left some kind of subtle stain. Or that is not able to get rid of under enlightenment, Buddhahood. When they achieve Buddhahood, nothing left. Both of them gone. Okay? Alright. So now, if you have... What is that? Okay. Now I think some questions, I think you want to too much talk and unfamiliar things talked and broken with the broken sentences also. On the misspelling and etc. So you have a lot of questions, please. Oh yeah, yes.
The question just said, when if the arhat who has these stains, disposition, has he already reached the third path? Is he now on the fourth path of Gomlam by that time when he has to get rid of all that stuff?
Yeah, Gomlam or path of seeing Tonglam. Path of cultivation, Gomlam, those two together, gross delusions will get rid of. First, the path of seeing is the most rough ones. Rough ones get by seeing truth, you can get rid of. But then still more and continue practice and these subtle ones will get rid of.
No.
Arahant to get rid of. I think that is, suppose I'm going to say, Dagjim is egotistic view. That has two things. Gunda means imputed Dagjim, which is it, or some strong, sharp, like non-Buddhist, or some Buddhist, with a logical reason, wrong reason, and this is right, this is correct, and firmly holding. That kind of Gunda, the imputed one. Then it's everybody, you don't have reason, you don't naturally rise all the time by birth, kind of innate egotistic view. This is Henji, innate one. That both of them are handship when you achieve, both of them gone. Egotistic view, both Gunda and Henji. But Gunda and Henji, but Henji will leave some kind of subtle stain. Which even that is got rid of, and subtle stain still there. Okay, that is talking about. That is heated. You say heated means knowledge obstacle. In this book, we have, if you read, knowledge obstacle, clash obstacle, knowledge obstacle, these two things. Knowledge obstacle means obstacle to the omniscience, to perfect everything, know at once. Was do not believe that the Buddha's knowledge, past, the present, the future, distance, close, everything at once, like able to see directly, that is the omniscience, and the obstacle for that is the knowledge obstacle, mainly. Okay, even arahantship achieved, doesn't matter, okay? Yeah?
Okay. My question is about the Yogacharya's view of external reality.
Uh-huh.
When we were talking about the Alaya consciousness, it sounded like there wasn't an external reality. When they talk about the Shenwang, the dependent things, it sounds like there's something out there.
No. Well, yeah, something out there, but that is coming from Alaya. Doesn't mean out there no tree, no water, no mountain or anything. Doesn't mean all those things. What we see is no relation inside Alaya by themselves independently. That is rejected. But they are coming. Whatever people see, that is the connection with the Alaya Vijñāna manifested, like dream houses. Okay? So therefore out there generally exist form, because sound, smelling, taste, form, etc., five aggregates, which Yogacara will believe. Five aggregates, nature of five aggregates is the mental nature. There is no external automatically existing as they appear to our senses. That is the reject.
So even Shenwangs are mental.
Yeah. Mental Shenwang, okay? Shenwangs are mental, okay. There is nothing which is not mental. Mental nature, okay? Mind or mental nature, or there are mind, you cannot say this is a mind, you cannot say this is mental nature, okay? Yeah. Anything else? All right.
Are there people who just practice the Yogacara system all the way through and reach full enlightenment, not becoming prasangika or something, but just following this system of belief and reaching full enlightenment?
I think that is the usually four schools, Madhyamika final, four schools from there, each steps. Four schools are Buddha taught also in his sutra, different ideas, and based on that holding that, but each of them not, how to say, obstacle, but the step for next. Holding this for a little while, your mind fully develop, finally you get more further, subtle, next step, like that way. Final thing is the Majjhimika's viewpoint that we believe. So therefore, Yogacara says, their own way to enlightenment, arahantship, settled, but that is not necessarily real, okay? So sometimes that finally you have to be following as Majjhimika explained. Doesn't mean Majjhimika tells to follow Nagarjuna or something. What is explained there? Nagarjuna explained is the Buddha himself, Panchana Paramita Sutra. What is included there? That is the Nagarjuna. All the six treaties mainly explaining Buddha's Panchana Paramita Sutra. Panchana Paramita Sutra has so many misunderstanding people, because the sutra is that time sharp people taught. So therefore there are something clarification. So therefore Nagarjuna, all of them no-nos are, there is no such automat based on inherently existing or automatically existing. That is the subject. Buddha, rejection of that. So therefore, these are logically, everything logically explained by Nagarjuna. Okay? So therefore, final things that are true. But it doesn't mean Yogacara's view and Yogacara's way of practicing or has no value. It's a great, great value, okay? Don't need to worry about, oh, this is Yogacara, so maybe I may not get finally something. For the time being, whatever is suitable, or it is the best. Or, for example, kindergarten level is what is the best thing is for kindergarten books, okay? Okay. Even there are scientists, the huge books written there. This looks like a piece of wood. Okay? Yeah. What's that?
Sima, you talk about the three natures.
Yes.
The third one is thoroughly established.
Huh?
The third one is thoroughly established.
No.
Second
one.
First one is Xiawang, dependent on the nature. That is cause and effect, everything, those causality based one. And then the thoroughly established means emptiness, right? Ultimate truth, which is the thoroughly means by realization of shunyata, which is yogics, and the thoroughly established means like that. That has the final nature. That is the shunyata. Or yogacara's way of shunyata, nidung, that is they will say nidung, dual, empty with dual, okay? Those kind of everything has empty with dual, which they have to, yogis have to realize. That is thoroughly established. These two are real, true. Now, between there, on the shawang, and then dependent nature things, on that we impute, instead of thoroughly established, instead of that we impute real things, dual things, everything just to, as to us appear as real. That way is no good. That is imputed nature. Okay? Do you get?
I was still not quite understand the realization of shunyata of the thoroughly established. It seems you have the imputed does not exist, right?
Imputed natures are not exist. Not the thing are exist, right? That is have to not exist. You have to realized. Under that realized, you have no the realization of the ultimate truth or thoroughly established. But that what you realizing thing, that the thing itself is thoroughly established. That is shunyata, the ultimate nature. True truth, when you say true truth, ultimate truth, okay, conventional truth, all dependent natures are conventional truth. And then imputed nature, those which exist one, is also conventional truth. Only ultimate truth is that the nidung of emptiness, okay? Yeah? Alright.
So emptiness exists?
Emptiness in this system exists, not only exists, it exists inherently. And truly, ultimately exists. Yeah? That is a Majjhimika. We'll later, tomorrow we will recite Majjhimika, including emptiness. There is nothing truly existence. Okay? Nothing. It exists, you know, you cannot say, but nothing exists. That is too rough. Nothingness. No, nothingness. You cannot say nothingness. You have samsara, four noble truth, you have omniscience, enlightenment, everything you have. But everything, form, sound, smell, everything, world, all these are, you can't say nothing exists. Nothing exists inherently, automatically. That we will talk next, tomorrow. Okay? That has two Majjhimika, two levels, okay? Or anyway, that finally to reach that is not easy. So therefore, Majjhimika has also divided into two, the lower ones accept something little further than Yogacara, but not completely reach to the final. Then they call the Pasangika at the highest and reach to the final. So that is what they say. Okay? Okay. Yeah.
Emptiness and the ocean which everything arises from.
Is emptiness
where everything comes from?
I think emptiness, no, I think the Majjhimika system a little different, but the here is the everything comes as the alaya. Alaya Vijñāna is the everything base of like ocean. Or the ocean is the Chidalunga Kuya Chasun is Majjhimika avatara, the one rejecting Yogacara, their view when explaining.
chidarlungi kuya jazo chile shirom jungwa teshin tu kunji sabi kunji shesha rangi niwa namshi samshi chungus. For example, ocean. Ocean is the lung, is the wind, when you various way of disturbed, and then you have lap. Ocean is a gentle stay there, but wind is then to rise, all this kind of balap means waves, huge waves, rings, and all this comes from like that way. Yeah? That way, same way, our alaya vijñāna is very subtle in mind, but there is so many predispositions, all of these, with the, and then those things when they interrupted and then manifested. Manifested then all different things, good and bad, all of these things. All these forms, beautiful and ugliness, or all this, everything kind of external, looks like external, automatically exists. Those things will appear from this. But, yeah, all of them, reality, they not appear by themselves, their own externally. They are appeared from mind, but for us, they are appears from externally. Okay? So like, but they are actually like dream state. Okay? Oh, right. Now, one thing, then we will stop. Yeah?
Yes, is there, in Tibet, was there ever any attempt to teach young children about, not that this is a cup, but this is called a cup, or this is merely labeled a cup?
No, no. Young children don't understand. Don't try to teach young children philosophy. Well, this is actually real cup. No, you can understand. That is not cup. This is called a table. This is a cup. You have to introduce, okay? Well, there is no real cup. Don't say it. Oh, he's not sure. Yeah, young children is not capable of understanding to concentrating and why and how. And if there are children, little bit grown up, some smart and some special kind of reasoning, able to put there accordingly, then you can slowly you can do. But beginning, don't do. No, no, no. Beginning is even alphabet big. A, this is A. It's also not a small one, huge one. Alright, okay. Alright. Alright, maybe we'll stop there. Now, Emma?
Krishna, could you just spend a few minutes on talking about bliss and emptiness? Even though you could probably talk about, for eons, but the relationship, like when you experience and when a person meditates and experiences emptiness.
Oh, emptiness. Now, which way emptiness? Yogacara's way, Madhyamika's way. Emptiness, one word, emptiness has so many levels, right? Emptiness, empty of jar, nothing there. This is empty also. From that, then empty is in the cold throat there. Emptiness have the selflessness. And then, et cetera, dharma and the phenomenal and the subject side, emptiness, you have like those things. So I think, that is, as you said, it's a big topic. Especially if you want to Madhyamika's way, then we will come tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow we will talk. Today is now, so far, you are expert of Bhaveshika, expert of Satantika, expert Yogacara, now only Madhyamika. Okay, that's tomorrow. Okay, thank you very much. Guru Rana Mandala Kaniya Kaya. Janju sem jo rembo che ma ye pa na ye jo che ye va yang ba me va ya kon le le wa ra sho tong ni ta wa rembo che ma ye pa na ye jo che ye va yang ba me va ya kon le